Hello, Cash speaking.
Hi, Cash. This is George calling from Local Splash. I'm calling to provide you a quick update of your account. Is this the best time to talk?
Sure, why not?
All right, thank you. Yes, so we're done with the content creation, okay, and director submission as part of brand awareness and online exposure. We just optimize your Google business profile. We're now moving into the continuous optimization process, Cash, okay, to help improve your visibility and also the ranking. A few things to keep in mind about the ranking. Ranking takes time and it requires consistency. So it's normal not to see the immediate changes now, but we're building a strong foundation. So what you can do now is to, continue to gather more positive reviews, okay, as it can help influence your visibility, credibility, and also conversion potential. And continue sharing as well, okay, photos that showcase your work, okay, that will be useful for the future content we create and the optimization. And we also encourage you to regularly log in to your dashboard so you can help monitor the traffic and conversions in real time. If you have not logged into the dashboard yet, just let me know, okay? I'll be more than happy to walk you through.
No, I've been in there. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. And you have the app installed, right?
Yep.
All right, that's good to know.
And I just talked to somebody the other day. It was like my reviews, lack of a better word, portal, didn't seem to work. I could only put in their phone number, and it didn't continue. It didn't go in.
Okay.
I sent a screenshot to somebody.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate your feedback about the review section of the app, Cash. So let me see.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same thing. So
It's okay. I think I got the screenshot here that you sent on the first.
I go up to the three lines, right? I go down to reviews.
Yes.
And then it says request to review. And it says name. Going to do my stuff. Cash, phone number. And then it gets stuck right there.
Okay.
Into that screen that you see.
Oh, okay. So you don't get the full view of that.
No, all I can do right there is customer email right down at the bottom. I can't get to that. All I can do now is just hit the X and it just goes back.
Okay. I see. Yeah, I'm going to report that again, okay, to our technical team. And I check the history here, Cash. It looks like every time you go to the review tab and then, key in the number and the name, it looks like the request review gets sent to the dedicated number that you input in the field. Because I see that you were trying to do a test to your number, and you were trying to send review as well to...
Yeah, the other day I finished the job, and I was going to send, request to review. And again, I can only put in, her name was Robin Flint and the phone number, and then I never get to a button that says send request.
All right, yeah, I'll further coordinate this with the technical team, Cash, okay, to see what's really going on, why it doesn't show up, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay. What happens when you, try to, pull it up, to the top? Are you able to, bring up?
Even right now, I hit the three lines. It says request review.
Yeah, there's that line, a white line. Above the request
right at
review,
the top.
What happens when you tap and then you drag it up?
It just goes away. So I'm hitting the three lines again. I hit reviews. request review, name, phone number, customer email, which I usually don't have, just, you know, phone number.
Okay.
I type in their information. I'm just going to do it again, like cash, and then my number. And then it's like I hit done on my in my Android.
Okay.
The thing drops down to like half a screen. Mm-hmm. I see cash. I see my number, but I can't do anything around there except for hit I hit the back arrow.
Okay.
It just keeps looping me around in that. So I never get to the point where I can say send.
Okay. Yeah, there is also a section there where you can input your customer email, but yeah, I bet you cannot fill in that information right because it doesn't like pull up the whole screen. Yeah, anyway, I'll further check that with the technical team. Okay. And let me see. And have you also tried to like uninstall the app and reinstall? Maybe that will help.
No, I haven't gotten there yet.
Okay. Yeah, maybe that will help, you know, because for most app issues, it gets resolved when you uninstall and then reinstall.
Okay, I'll try that later.
Okay, yeah, and then I'll follow up with you, okay, and see if that works. Because if not, then, yeah, we will, yeah, I'll further escalate this.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to try it on, I mean, I usually do this on my phone. I do have, like, a pad, Android, of course, but so I could try it on there, I guess. But anyways, did you guys, you're able to get into my Wix account for the website?
Okay, as for the website, yeah, I was about to discuss that with you, Cash. We're actually done with the customization of the new site. So we're just waiting for you to provide us the domain access.
I did that yesterday, I think it was, or the day before.
Okay, let me see here. Give me a few minutes. By the way, Cash, did you delegate the access to us, or you did send us the login credentials to the domain?
Well, what I have is, like, I got the domain name through Wix.
Uh-huh.
And my password is at a little squirrely thing, capital I, install, capital X, 74, so...
Okay, so, capital I, and then...
N-S-T-A-L-L, capital X, 74.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm checking her email as well. Okay, I double checked the email and it seems like we did not receive that email. So again, the password cache to the domain is capital I and then lowercase n s t a l l and then uppercase x 74.
I'm checking the email inbox here, but yeah. There's a at sign before the I.
Oh, okay. So, and what was the username again?
It should be just installx6 at Gmail.
Okay, thank you. Installx6 at gmail.com. Yeah, I just forwarded the information or your login credentials to our website team cache. Okay, they will be working on that one. And if in case they're having problem logging in, I will just let you know. So, and also for the website, have you seen the preview already?
No, I just had it optimized right before I went with you guys. So
okay.
They, you know, made it all fancy and whatever they do. I don't know.
Okay.
But you guys are in control of it now because it was like a one-time deal. So whatever you want to do to it to bring customers towards me.
Okay.
Or towards it.
Yes. Yeah, but if you have modification requests or updates, you know, you'd like us to make, just let us know, okay? So we can update it right away. And also, if you wanted to make the edits directly yourself, the website editor button is available in your local Splash dashboard. So I can also send you the tutorial. Yeah, just in case.
There you go. Yeah, okay. I'm a carpenter, not a computer guy.
Okay. Yes.
Please.
Okay. So, yeah, and also for the Facebook ads cache, it will be probably running early next week, okay, because, our team, they just, created the page, and they will be doing the optimization. So once that is completed, they will start running the ads. And
I need to create content for these ads, or is that like AI generated or something?
Okay, as for the ad content, this will be taken care of by our Facebook team. So yeah, they might be using our AI tool to generate content for us. But yeah, sometimes, you know, it's manual creation. Okay.
Yeah, if you guys need to do something, then, you know, just please let me know and I'll
okay.
try to but create I mean, it or, you know, give you a picture or something. I don't know. I really do suck at this stuff. So, like,
okay. I can also request for them to, you know, send you the preview of the, you know, of the Facebook ads, you know, before it goes live. So, if ever, you know, you have some, maybe a specific content that you wanted to add, you know, we can insert that. Or, yeah. And also for pictures, you know, if you don't like the pictures, you know, we can still change it.
Well, I mean, let's see what you guys come up with, and then we can work from there.
Yes.
You know, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, you're very welcome. And yeah, that is all I wanted to update you, Cash. Okay, if there's anything that comes up here, we will definitely let you know. Okay, and as for the issues with the app, in the review section, yeah, I'm still going to communicate that with the technical team, and we'll get back to you. Okay, as soon as I hear from them. So let me know if you have any questions for me.
Okay, I'll uninstall and install later on. Okay.
Sure.
Wi-Fi.
Okay.
So, thanks for calling. Call anytime.
yes, we will definitely give you a call, like, anytime. All right. Yeah, really appreciate your time, Cass. You have a great weekend ahead, and goodbye for now.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.